74 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We have some patchy fog in areas of Middle Tennessee. As the day goes on, it should be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Nashville's Metro Council passed the city's first set of regulations for data centers last night. The rules limit where data centers can be built based on facility size and energy use and place limits on on-site fossil fuel generation. The bill passed easily with almost no discussion, along with 9 amendments. There was a brief public comment period with a small number of speakers. Richard Massey, an activist from Memphis, says Nashville should start considering next steps now to further refine regulations, citing his experience of watching XAI pollute and use massive amounts of water in his community.
Go further by mandating environmental impact studies and distance from medium-sized data centers. Mandate quarterly reporting for power demand and protect folks in Nashville prior to the groundbreaking of both of these proposed data centers.
Legislation by Councilmember Courtney Johnston may make that possible. Johnston amended her bill to set up a moratorium on all new construction until December 1st. The idea is to allow the council time to set up more rules. The council also advanced legislation from Mayor Freddie O'Connell. The mayor aims to use eminent domain on a property where data center developer DC Blocks plans to build a facility just a short distance from the Nashville Zoo. The company bought the more than 20-acre property last week for $23 million. In order to move forward with the eminent domain plan, the city will have to prove to a court that seizing the DC Blocks property is necessary. A workplace fatality lawsuit involving Metro and Metro schools has been settled with the victim's family. Terms have not been made public. Dennis Giovanni Bache died in 2023. The 20-year-old fell through a roof at Glencliff High School that had sustained water damage. The National Banner reports state records raised concerns about safety at the job site run by contractor Escola Roofing and subcontractor JR Roofing and Construction. The man's family, who are from Guatemala, also had a dispute with the companies over retrieving his remains. In the wake of the death, the man's family backed a city council effort that created a new safety review board specifically for Metro Project construction sites. Well, Amazon is building out more office space in Nashville beyond the 2 towers that it already constructed. The Nashville Business Journal reports Amazon Music is spending nearly $8 million to outfit a floor of the CAA building at Nashville Yards. The office will include music and content production facilities, a room for hair and makeup, lounges, and a listening room. It's not yet clear how many employees will work there. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.